This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are glad to have you guys with us. Don is here.
I'm back.
And Ava is with us.
I'm always here.
And me, I'm here. That's all that matters. Last time I checked. A lot of fun on the show today. We're going to be talking with JR Civic about early ice and what kind of things have happened with all these fun and games storms across the upper Midwest. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about that muskie we talked about that a couple weeks ago that was pulled out of Mille Lacs. So we'll talk about that as well and what the story is behind that particular fish. That and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Well, Don, lots going on in the show today.
That's good.
Yeah, I think it is. We got some couple ice fishing topics going on. We're going to have to talk to JR, get an update of what's happening around, kind of around the state, some different understandings of what's happening with the ice conditions and what happened after this last week's circus that we call our weather at this
moment.
Yeah,
that was a beauty, wasn't it?
Man,
I've never seen anything like that. But you know, thankfully, in our area, where I'm from, it didn't hit quite as hard as I was expecting.
Yeah,
it did roar all night though. But I just got a few twigs in the yard. But I got a feeling there's lots of places that can share bigger stories.
I was talking to a couple guys today over in Michigan and on the western shores of Lake Michigan, and they said it was a bit of a windy day this couple days this last week, like really windy days. So
yeah.
We definitely got hit with some stuff, shall we say. So ice fishing, we talk about safety. I got 10 tools for staying alive while ice fishing. A friend of mine, Ross Robertson, wrote an article on this, and he's out from Lake Michigan area in Ohio as well. There's a lot of fishing out there. So 10 things. You ready, Don?
Okay, I'm ready.
10 things. GPS. Have a GPS with you. How many people, and we've heard stories, and I've seen it and hear stories of people, they're driving their ATV on the ice, and they drive it right off into the lake because they didn't actually mark where the edge of the ice was going to be. And the advantage is you can click on it, you know where it's going to be, or have an understanding.
You mean into open water?
Into open water. Right down to the bottom.
I'm going, why am I on the ice when there's open water?
There is that. Can't fix stupid. But these guys go late season on Erie, and they can catch some pretty big fish.
Oh, wow.
It's touch and go, though, I will say that. If the wind blows the wrong direction, Don, they
you're
have to rescue.
You're in trouble, yeah.
And you have to leave your vehicle on the ice. They will not rescue the vehicle.
Now, this happened up in, it wasn't Green Bay last year.
Happened in Green Bay.
Floated out, junk broke off.
Number two, hand compass. Simplest of all, doesn't matter. It's not going to malfunction. You don't need to have a battery. You'll have an idea where you're going and where you need to get to, because a lot of times you can get in a whiteout situation.
I was just going to say, you could be out there and the wind come up and you don't know left from right or up from down.
Exactly. Ice picks, very important aspect. Most ice anglers usually have spikes with handles draped around their necks. It's a mandatory safety gear thing, and that way if you do fall in, you can claw your way back up onto the ice, and they are not going anywhere. It's kind of like a neat thing. They're there. They're around your neck. You're going to have to be able to get them and pull them back
up. You ever see anybody wear a life jacket?
Coming up on that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A throw bag. It's basically a rope in a bag that can be tossed to anybody that needs to be rescued, which is a good idea. It needs to be strong enough, obviously, the rope-wise, and it typically is 25 feet long. And you need to pull somebody even out of an ice crack if you're, if it gets to be that point. So
I carry one of them in my boat all year.
The other one is, it's important to have the rope tied to you, and you drag the bag behind you when you walk out if you fish solo.
Oh, sure.
So if someone is actually gets to you, or you do have an issue, they can take care of that. VHF radio, those are easy to put on there, battery operated, not a problem. Have it with you on your sled, and that works fantastic because the Coast Guard does monitor it if you're on the Great Lakes.
Sure.
So they can rescue you. Float suit. Clam makes some amazing float suits. I've seen those, and we actually did a Bob Masecomber show up at Eagle Lake way up, and they always do a test, and they have to draw straws to see who has to jump in with the float suit on, and it's just about frozen water, and it's pretty crazy how well it works, but it is a lifesaver without question. And if you're a big ice fisherman, that's stay warm and don't worry about falling in at that point. You can get to shore or get to the edge of
the
ice.
Get back up on the ice.
Ice cleats, often referred to as spikes, gives you traction when drilling holes or even just walking on the ice. The funny part is, you ever watch somebody that's on flat ice trying to drill a hole in the ice?
They go around the auger?
Some guys do it on purpose where they jump on the big gas auger and just spin on it and hit the throttle and spin. I think we've seen that before.
That,
again,
that was after happy hour.
Somewhat happier when they're done. It's kind of watching the baseball bat spin around the baseball bat.
Right.
Yeah, same concept. Spud bar. Spud bar is the easy way to be checking as you go out. It's probably the single tool that will tell you how far you're going to be able to go. Exactly,
yep.
Correct. It's not too hard to put it in the your snowmobile, have a bracket on it, or if you're going to have it on your towable. Yeah, or you're just pulling it, walking out, which is primarily the big thing.
Right.
It definitely works there. A float plan. Some tools don't have to get packed in a sled. Simply telling somebody where you're going is important. And same thing if you're on a trail or out hunting, same concept.
But how do you do that when you're on a big lake? I'm going out on the lake. I mean, try to find...
Well, no, what you do is you say, I'm going out of this entrance or this ramp, and I'm going to be heading out into this particular area. Then they know when to expect you and when... It may be somebody doesn't get it, but if you tell a friend or two that that's where it's going to be, or you put a note at the at home, definitely can help. Last but not least, I think we've seen enough videos where this one oftentimes is lacking, and it's called common sense. You can't fix stupid. Toffin said common sense isn't all that common. Well, we don't know if we can all argue that point. Situational awareness while ice fishing is important. And it's never more important than when you're on early ice. I've actually fished on Lake Superior in early ice. And let me tell you something. That's an experience and a half. You're fishing through an ice hole, and all of a sudden the ice hole closes up because the next sheet of ice just closed completely underneath you. Time to get off the ice. It's done. It's scary. So, nonetheless, those are your safety tips. We'll tell you what, we are going to be right back with more Valley Outdoors and J.R. Civic coming right up.